Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Hughes, and like everyone else, I have problems. One of them is my wife thinks that I'm too public a person. But I love being public, and, you know, I do make mistakes. She sent me a text message the other day about our kids. It was so cute, I thought, I'm going to put that on the internet. I thought I could write it out, or I could take a screenshot of her text message and post that, which I did. But what I forgot was I left her phone number on that screenshot. So her phone number went to 1 million people. She wants to change her phone number. I'm like, who cares? I give my phone number to everyone. It's fine. People know where I live. I used to live in a flat. One night about 1 o'clock in the morning, there was blokes out the front going, Yeezy, you dickhead. Yeezy, you dickhead. I looked out the window. They were yelling at the flat next door. So I poked my head out the window. I said, I'm over here, dickheads. Yeah, who's the fool now? Problem, the show where we take real problems and we find real solutions. But I can't do it on my own. I can do a lot on my own, but I can't do that. I need four of Australia's best problem solvers to help me out, and I've found them. Put your hands together for Josh Thomas. Susie Youssef. Charlie Pickering. And Michelle Laurie. Great to have you here, guys. And first one is, it's a parenting problem from Liz in Russell Lee, New South Wales. My friend's kid was toilet training, so I lent her my son's talking Elmo. She didn't realise I lent it to her and thanked me for the generous gift. My son is desperate for his toy back. Should I ask her to return Elmo or shell out $70 to avoid the awkward conversation? Whoa, that's a big one. I mean, toilet training on its own is tough.
Can I just talk? What does Elmo have to do with this?
It's a special Elmo you can get. You can get different versions of Elmo. They must have the, for Christ's sake, just do a wee Elmo.
Yeah. There's Tickle Me Elmo and there's Wipe Me Elmo.
There's Elmos you can program to say what you like. So right. An Elmo can be on the toilet with your little one and it can help out. Yes, it's not weird. It's fine, seriously.
No, it's horrifying.
Yeah.
Why do you need Elmo to do a poo?
You don't have a child, do you?
I don't have any children. No, thank you for bringing it up again.
Well, I mean, one day, I mean, you've frozen your eggs, haven't you?
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Elmo says that was inappropriate.
But no, I mean...
This is a workplace.
Can I please have an
Elmo? You'll end up in court with questions like that.
Wow. If there is an Elmo doll to console an older woman, I would like to hold that doll right now, please.
Well, it's because you're not an old woman I was able to do that joke.
Okay,
I mean,
thank you, in five years' time,
I won't do that joke.
I think we're doing a really good job of solving the problem at this stage. We are right on top of it.
It is tough when your child can't...
I had the same problem, remember? Yeah. We had children who refused to poo outside of a nappy.
Yeah.
And you taught me the cut a hole in the nappy trick.
Yes.
Now, this is valuable stuff.
Yes. Is that really
absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. It worked for my son, Raf. He would only poo while with a nappy on. So you cut a hole in the nappy... And you see him on the toilet with a nappy on, and he poos through the hole. The truth, I remember, I swear to God, I was in Bunnings once with a nappy and said, have you got a pair of scissors? My son wants to have a poo.
You walk into Bunnings going, I like this, but have you got it in crotchless? But this situation, I feel for this. Like, you've got to get the Elmo back. That's the important thing. Because if that kid is attached to that toy, you have to get it back.
I think this, along with a lot of other problems, can be solved with Gumtree.
Right.
You have to go on Gumtree and get another second-hand Elmo so that you're not $70 out of pocket, but the other kid gets to keep the Elmo. The secondhand one from Gumtree will come already, you know, a bit tattered and covered in saliva,
yeah,
ready to go.
We actually have. We have an Elmo here.
Absolutely.
And it's it is a talking Elmo. You can program it to say things that will help you when you're on the toilet. Here we go. If I press his palm there, here we go. Listen.
You did it. Great job using the potty, Husey.
Isn't that sweet?
You've come a long way, mate.
I have. And he's helped me.
Oh, no, Husey. Did a dead rat crawl up your butt?
It's all right, Elmo. We'll put you away now, so you sit down there and just relax. So what are we saying here? Should she shell out for a new Elmo or should...
Yeah, but just on Gumtree.
Just on Gumtree.
Yeah.
Right, let's move on. Here we go. It's a video problem. Let's have a look.
Hello, my name's Julie and I'm from Neutral Bay, New South Wales. My problem is I'm always hungover when my Uber driver wants to talk to me. Now, normally I would just ignore them and sit quietly, struggling in the back seat. Should I be polite and keep my good rating, or should I just be myself and let my rating slide?
So an Irish woman's hungover, that's the first surprise. So what did we say? Uber drivers. Who talks to taxi drivers, Uber drivers? Don't talk to them at all?
No, I say, I'm just going to listen to a little podcast, okay?
Oh, really?
Is that rude?
Yeah, it is rude.
I want to tell you about what the Uber driver said about you.
You had an Uber driver and he said something about me.
Well, he said,
this is going to be good.
Well...
What did he say?
He said, what are you doing? I said, I'm going to film Husey's new show.
Husey, we have a problem.
And he said, oh, I love that show. And I said, well, what do you think I need to do to be successful? And he said, oh, yeah, mostly what people do is they bag out his wife, hey, because, like, apparently she's real pretty, but he's an ugly...
Wow.
Well, he may be watching this, and he's a fan of the show, he probably is. On a scale of 1 to 2, well, who's better looking? And be honest, who's better looking, me or that Uber driver? And you tell him down the barrel.
Oh, you're both ugly. I just actually want to say, but he's going to be disappointed in this. I haven't seen you for a while, and I think you look really fresh and really pretty lately, and it seems like you've really been looking after yourself. And even though he said I should say you look like you do eyes, I actually think you look really good.
Now, I appreciate someone thinking I do eyes because those guys get stuff done. And I'm missing a lot of teeth, so I can imagine that, so yes.
That's rude. You are getting much better looking. That's a fact. Everyone knows that. You used to look heaps more like you did ice.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think this is all really good for me. Yeah.
Now you look like you did ice, got through it, but miss it every day. Can we get back to the issue?
Yes, Uber drivers being assholes.
Since when does it matter what your rating is? I've never gotten in to an Uber and reached for that tiny little bottle of water and they go, no, that's only for people who are 4.8 and above.
I've got a funny feeling with that lady. It's not the lack of conversation but the sort of amount of vomit that they find in the car afterwards.
I wonder if people do runners on Ubers.
You can't, mate. You've already paid for it, remember?
Do you need me to talk you through this?
So Husey, you know how you have a driver?
Yeah. I just thought I was getting free rides every time. Susie, do you talk to your drivers?
I am terrified of a low Uber rating, and I don't know what it is. It's probably Catholic schooling or something. I just can't see that number get too low. It just stresses me out.
I hate to be rude, but that's generational. I wouldn't know what my rating is.
You tell on your Uber app what your rating is?
Yeah, it's 4.66, and I really wish it was like
4.7.
Mine's
4.73.
Damn it!
What? I don't know. All right, so we're saying suck up to Uber drivers. Yeah, how about you stop drinking and you naturally drive home like I do? We've got a video problem. Let's have a look.
Hi, my name's Lynn from Bonnerig Heights, Sydney, New South Wales. And my problem is that I have a coworker who has a crush on me and he's being really inappropriate at work and keeps hitting me up online. How do I get him to back off without making it such a big deal?
Oh, well, I'd say don't do a video for national television. You don't want to make it a big deal.
She should put a bit of dog poo in a paper bag, put it under his desk, light it on fire, and then he'll try and put it out and get poo on him.
You're very good. There's a future in HR for you, kiddo. Yeah.
Now, has anyone here ever been harassed at work? Like, it's probably not the forum for it, but let's go.
You were pretty aggressive to work with at the project, I think that's
true. Yeah, not. We did have some times together in the change rooms. But... No,
what's the opposite of sexual harassment? It's like it was completely asexual harassment. It was just harassment.
We'd be yelling at each other in our underwear.
I feel like we got off topic a little bit just then.
No, but we're talking about workplaces. Yeah. Who's been in a workplace?
Sorry, what I meant to say was, can we not talk about the two of you in your underwear anymore? If that's all right.
Be great.
What do you do if you do have a crush on a work colleague?
Sometimes they'll crush back and you'll get married and live forever because that's how we meet our partners usually, isn't it, in the workplace.
So we're saying just say to him or via email if you like, I'm not interested.
In my experience, if you show interest, he'll probably back off.
You could go nuclear with that. She could rock up to work on Monday in a wedding dress going, it's time!
Yes! Yes!
We have an audience member with a big problem. It involves the bedroom and we're going to try to solve it. So can we all put our hands together and welcome to the stage, Tracy. Come on, Tracy. Great to see you, Tracy.
Nice to meet you.
Sit down. Absolutely. Tracy, thanks for coming along. What is your problem?
My problem is that my husband, Darren, is a chronic snorer.
Yes.
He sounds like a truck.
Yep.
And I'm a really light sleeper, so he keeps me awake all the time. The biggest problem is, though, not that he snores, but it's when I wake him up and say, can you please roll over? He gets really angry and goes, what? Why? And I'll go, because you're keeping me awake, you're snoring. And he goes, no, I'm not. I'm not even asleep. Oh. I'm not even snoring.
So one of these snore deniers.
Yes.
That's really annoying. I believe you've recorded some of the man in action. No, they're married. She can record whatever she likes. So. Let's have a listen to Dazza not snoring.
I'm not sure that's a human.
It is.
That did sound a bit like a pig at the end there.
If we listen very carefully, we can hear the humpback whales calling back.
My dad was a big snorer as well. We lived in a very small house, and it was like,
it was
a lot louder than that. And then sometimes he'd stop for like 10 or 15 seconds,
yes.
And I thought, he's not breathing.
And then did he do the big catch-up one?
I know, and that's, yeah. And that's the bit that would disappoint me.
David! Oh, my God.
Does Darren have a few drinks occasionally?
Yes, Darren does.
Yes, Darren, yeah. But it's not an AA meeting, so he can do whatever he likes.
No, he's cutting back.
Is he?
Yeah, he only drinks on days that end in wine.
Yeah. I relate to this. I am the snorer in our relationship.
I can imagine that. I can imagine you snoring really regally.
That felt like a compliment.
Yes.
But I actually had to get fitted for like a mouth guard that I put in at night to shift my jaw so that I don't snore.
And you still wear the mouth guard?
Yeah, I do. And it's probably the sexiest device you've ever seen in your life. Whatever the opposite of foreplay is, that's what that is.
Have you ever made love with the mouth guard in?
Once that goes in,
it doesn't
after that. It's not like that goes in and the missus goes, hello.
Have you guys tried all that stuff, the clip in the nose and all those things you can get at the chemist?
No, or because he doesn't believe
he's still a denier.
So, Tracy, do you have kids?
Yes.
Okay, how many kids do you have?
Five.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
So you
haven't slept for decades.
How old's the youngest?
11.
11. So oh you were gosh. Just starting to get into a time where you could sleep again.
Yes.
And it's, yeah. Is there any spare bedrooms in the house?
Yes, yes, because the oldest two have moved out.
Oh, so they're out. So you're eyeing off their rooms, aren't you?
Do you think he'd go, OK, OK, I'll do anything to get you back in my bed, baby?
I think so.
Well, let's find out, because Darren, the man in question, is here. Come up, Darren. Where are you? Come on, Darren, come on. Don't feel embarrassed. It's life, mate. It happens to everyone. You've already had a lot of people relating to your situation.
True, very true.
So, Darren, are you drunk right now?
I wish I was. Yeah. So
you're staying cold sober.
Yep.
Good. So, yeah. See, she's painted you out to be a desperate alcoholic, but. Darren, you've heard the audio. Do you want to hear it one more time? Can we look at your face while you're listening to your own audio? Can we do that one more time? Let's have a listen to Darren listening to himself. Is that familiar to you?
No.
Yeah, no one ever thinks they sound like that when it's played back to them. No.
I don't hear it.
Darren, I want to know what you would do.
I don't know.
What he would do where?
Well, if he was asleep and she was snoring like that and then you won't go out...
Good question.
And then she said, I'm not snoring, what would you do? I would
accept it.
It's all very well for you. You're not the one who hasn't slept since 1987. Well,
you think you're so easygoing, but that's because you've had a night's sleep.
Yes!
She's in the wilderness. I think what I need from Darren is for you to admit that you snore, because so far I've just heard a lot of lies.
Oh, wow. This is getting good.
So do you admit you snore?
I don't know. I mean, she could have been the dog.
Darren.
Oh, she would come on national TV to do that.
If that's me, then obviously that's me, yeah.
Well, that is you, mate.
So I obviously snore, yes.
Yeah, so are you... Give it up for Tracy and Darren. That's beautiful. When we come back, Osher Gunsberg wants less humping in his life. Why? Find out soon. Go on back.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
G'day, Sandra Sully here. I hope you're enjoying this podcast. If you're looking for more to listen to, head over to Short Black with me next. I talk to all kinds of amazing women who are making a difference. Good women, great chat.
Welcome back to Hughesy. We have a problem. If you don't solve your problem, it's money back, everyone. So, and you know what? Celebrities, everyone says celebrities are great. Celebrities are wonderful. Celebrities don't have problems. Well, they're wrong. Celebrities have massive problems, and we've got a massive celebrity to come out here right now and tell us about his massive problem. Osher Gunsberg, everyone.
Hughesy.
Thank you, sir.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
Team, how are you, panel?
We're great right now. Bachelor in Paradise is fantastic.
Massive.
We're loving that show. You host The Bachelor, you host The Bachelorette.
Yes.
You are Channel 10, and we love you for it, right? It's unbelievable. We're here to talk about our show, which is also fantastic. And what is your problem?
So I have a podcast. Yeah. I do it at my house. Yeah. I get my guests to my home. We have a conversation. I'm usually in the middle of the day, so I'm alone. It's just me and the dog. Stepdaughter's at school, wife's at work. So dog's very excited when a new person comes in.
What's the dog's name?
Dog's name's Frank. Hey, it's a few tummy rubs for the dog, and then we sit down and put the kettle on, like hit record, and we start talking, all right? The interview's going really well. We're about 10 minutes into it. We're getting into the nitty-gritty. We're getting into the good stuff. Tell me about
why. He goes deep. Osher goes really deep.
Thank you.
He goes deep.
We're getting into the reasons, the building blocks of why you have your career, and they start getting into it, and they start kind of getting a bit distracted. And I'm like, oh, is my questions not great? Am I going a little too intense? And then I look over my shoulder and I see what my guest is looking at, and they're looking at this.
Oh.
Little man. Oh, my God. Frank looked unhappy that he was filmed then.
It's such a coincidence, because I have to look at Hugh Jackman to really get off.
Does he swap the pillows with different faces to spice it up?
He does, actually. We have Hugh Jackman, Bill Murray, Robert Downey Jr. and Christopher Walken.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Well, he's got class, hasn't he?
Yeah. But let's be honest, Hugh's his favourite. Yeah. Hugh's my favourite. Mm. But yeah, so my dog, about 10 minutes into the conversation, just starts going hammer and tongs like it's the first night of school he's with.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually think that's a huge compliment that your dog gets off on your podcast. Really nice.
Has your dog, he's still got his nunchachos?
No, he's, he's kind of like Varys in Game of Thrones. He is not a full man.
Yes,
he has empty testicles.
My dog is like that as well. He hasn't got the... And he's still... They're still keen, aren't they?
You know, my dog, me and you, we've almost exactly the same dog. And he has never and he would never, because he's a gentleman that was brought up right.
Oh. Are you disparaging my ability to raise a furry dog?
You filled your own dog a pillow and put it on TV.
Well, let's bring in our resident vet on Hughes. We have a problem. The brilliant Dr. Katrina Warren. Let's bring her in.
Say, I think it's about dominance, but you would be much better placed to speak to that, Dr. Katrina.
Some people think it's dominance, but sometimes it's just excitement or a little bit of anxiety as well.
Oh, really?
But did he start doing this as a puppy?
He did start doing this as a puppy. In fact, the little pillow that you see him going hammer and tongs on.
This one?
I wouldn't be touching that with bare hands if I was you. Here's
it.
Oh. Yeah.
It smells fine.
That was his puppy bed.
What a romantic reunion.
Well, I don't know if that's it, but this is...
Now I want to help it.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, I have a question.
Go, Susan.
Well, where do you get those pillows?
Yeah, I think, like most things in my house, I found them online very late at night. And now, clicking add to cart was a good idea.
Well, how do we solve that?
You take away the cushions, you distract him with something else. Mm. See, what happens is people actually secretly enjoy it a lot of the time. They find it funny. It's a party trick, right? So, yeah. So they get excited, they hump the cushion, everyone gets excited, and there's a tension around it.
We've all been there.
So ignore the hump.
Distract the hump. Onto something else. Get a chew toy. We were talking before about getting like a Kong toy and stuffing it with food.
Yeah.
He goes the hump, you distract him onto something that's rewarding.
I'm in the middle of a podcast interview. So I'm like, we're getting deep, we're getting connecting, we're having an authentic conversation.
You do it first, you preempt the situation. So you give him something when the guests come out.
Either that or you get it sponsored and it's a segment in the podcast.
Financial literacy.
Yes. But Dr. Katrina, you've had issues over the years, haven't you? There's a story you did, I believe, many years ago on Dr. Harry's practice. Let's have a look at this from a while ago. Have a look.
From the archives.
From the archives.
Oh, dear.
So at that time, you were looking for...
That's you. You're not listening to your own advice.
Would help me that day. The producer, the camera guy, no one would help me. They just let it just run its course.
It's a tragedy. I'm devastated that that happened.
Have you caught up with that dog since? All right, can we give it up, everyone, for the brilliant Dr. Katrina Warren, for Osher Ginsberg, and for Frankie. So give it up. Susie, I believe you have a problem.
I've got a problem. My friends, they're all getting married, but they're having destination weddings.
Right, yeah.
And I'm running out of excuses, like I'm running out of fake illnesses and stuff like that too, so that I can get out of it. And I don't want to hurt their feelings, but I'm borderline okay with hurting their feelings at this point. It's too expensive. Everyone's like, oh, but it's like we're forcing you to have a holiday. And I'm like, no, you're forcing me to spend money on you is what you're doing.
I genuinely believe that when people have a destination wedding, it's because they don't want any of us to be there. They don't want us to come. You get to invite all the people you have to invite to be polite, but most people won't come.
Let's do a role play. Susie, you don't want to go to Charlie's wedding.
So I've invited Susie.
Oh, yes, you have.
It's a destination wedding.
Absolutely.
Fiji.
Yes, okay. Maybe all he right, wants so, us to come.
Well, either way.
Yeah, we're having a lovely wedding, having a lovely wedding in Fiji. We sent right. the invites out, just ring, waiting ring for everyone to RSVP.
Get your ring phones out. Let's do this properly.
You're actually absolutely. Gonna
okay. She's going to ring his phone.
Where did you get married?
Sorry?
Where did you get married?
In Melbourne.
Without me there?
No, you were invited.
Was I invited?
Why didn't yeah, I
you,
there?
You were there.
Was I there?
Unbelievable.
So...
I have to say, though, Husey, I was not invited to your wedding, but I was invited to your bucks, and that meant a lot to me.
Oh, that's
yeah,
nice.
We can't talk about that anymore.
All right, I'm doing this?
Yeah, do it.
Okay,
do it.
Here we
ring.
Go.
Ring him. What is that?
Word up.
It's very easy to reject this wedding invitation.
I'm sorry. Susie, hi. What can I do for you?
Hey, Charlie. Susie Youssef, your best friend here. Just wanted to say, love the wedding invitation. It was absolutely gorgeous. Unfortunately, great. I can't come.
Just hang on 1 second. Yeah, hon, it's Susie Youssef. Yeah, the charity invite? sounds like we dodged a bullet. Look, Suze, that's terrible. Sarah is gutted.
Mate, she's hung up. She heard you. You never unmute. All right, there you go. It will solve the problem. At the start of the show, I talked about the fact there's a privacy issue, bit of a drama in our house, whereas I'm a very public person and every now and again my wife thinks I go too far. We had a problem with me writing or sending a screenshot of a story she'd sent me for a text message. I thought, that's a funny story. I'm going to put that out there on my socials. I can't be bothered typing out the story. I'll take a screenshot of her text message and just put that photo on Insta and Twitter, which I did without realising that I'd left her phone number on it. So let's have a look at the story that I'd put on Insta, all right?
Okay.
So that's her saying, me to Sadie, we all have different strengths. Gymnastics is one of your strengths. Sadie, who's six, said thoughtfully, Tess' strengths are eating chocolate and saying the word bum.
Hilarious.
And Tess said, yes, those are definitely my strengths. Very cute family stories. And forgot that hang up message, blah, 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 which is her number, reached your message bank. So underneath that blanked out thing was my wife's phone number that was put on the internet. Between Twitter and Instagram, we've got about 1 million potential people to have seen that. The Daily Mail picked up on it. Yes, and they had a story going, are you still alive? Dave Hughes sets Twitter live, actually posting his wife's holy mobile phone before deleting it after people started texting her. To be honest, I was disappointed that not enough people had texted her. She only really got one phone call and one text message. I thought, where's my reach?
I'm sure she shared your disappointment.
She was actually, she was very happy that people didn't ring her and text her.
But you are famous for this. I mean, I remember you and I going and having a look at a friend's new car once.
Yeah.
And the windows were very heavily tinted. And I said, oh, I love those tinted windows. And you said to me, oh, I don't like them because then people at the lights won't be able to see that I'm Husey.
Look, I think people at the lights deserve that opportunity. Right. I hate when I'm at the lights and someone's beside me and they don't look over. I'm thinking, you're missing the Husey experience. But I have fun interactions. I enjoy my fun interactions. And yeah. I like it when people get a photo with me. I say, put it on Instagram. But Charlie, me and you were in Montreal, weren't we?
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, and these Aussies recognised us, and I enjoyed that because I'm in Montreal. I want to be recognised, and they wanted to get a photo with us. And Charlie said to these people, these lovely Australian people, "Do you mind not putting that on Instagram for a while?" Oh. And I'm like, I want them to put it on right now. What? But you're a private guy, aren't you?
I'm a very private person. It's, I mean, that one in particular is. If I'm travelling and my family's home alone,
oh,
I don't like
yeah.
to think that anyone would know that I'm not there and, you know, so I'm security conscious in that
well,
way.
Well, I don't think you should worry.
My basic approach to the privacy thing
yes.
is that if you give up your privacy, then it becomes very hard for you to draw the line to get your privacy back.
Yeah, so I don't
so
have
So I don't, for example, like when we were getting married, I would never sell the photos to a magazine because after that, they can pap you anywhere you like.
Yeah,
because
right.
you've invited them into your
sure, life. Sure, yeah. I get papped occasionally, and it's this is me being papped or the family being papped. But see, I love that. What a great thing.
Well, of course you do. Your wife's holding a bag, a dog, a trolley, a kid. What are you doing?
Let's move on. What we're going to get into is I am happy to be public, and I've had the same mobile phone number for, I think, 25 years. And no one has pranked me in about 10 years.
I got a stalker last year. He hacked into my website and found my phone number and wouldn't stop texting, and it was annoying. And then he sent me his Instagram, and he's pretty cute. And then he started calling, and he's in Paris, he's French. And every time he'd call, he'd be like, oh, I cannot believe you answered. And I'd be like, no.
You sure is in France?
Yeah, you sure?
Or is he just a guy from a Yoplait commercial?
I think he might be.
He's an old man in Wagga.
I'm so happy and so confident that I'm an open person that I've told everyone to put their phones on, didn't I? I said put them on flight mode. Take them off flight mode right now. This is not a joke. That's my phone number. All right, so I want everyone to ring me.
Oh, my God, bro.
That's a nice number. Don't lose that. That's
no, catchy. I'm not losing it. Ring me.
You're creeping the audience out, but they are putting it into their phones.
All right. Hello, who rang
It'll
me?
Come.
Hello, how are you? What's your name?
Kirsty,
do you want to be phone buddies? Sorry, I've got someone else coming through. Who's this one? Hello.
Hey.
Hey, what's your name, sir?
Stu.
Stu.
How you going, mate?
Good, mate. Mate, how do I get to look as strong as you are?
How do you know what he...
How do I know what he looks like? He's sitting over there, mate.
I thought we were like, oh, yeah. You're...
One more, all right. Hello, who's this?
Belinda.
Belinda, where's Belinda?
Hi.
Oh, my God, how are you? It's unbelievable. We've bookended. I did Belinda and I did... What was the girl at the other end? I've already forgotten her name.
Please don't say I did Belinda and then I did...
I call it bookending.
All right, see you later, Belinda. All right. So how much fun was that? Now all those people have got my number. And what could go wrong? Thank you. That's how we do it. When we come back, we are going to find out. All right, we're going to find out what's going to go on with yes or no.
Hi, guys. This is Monty here at 10 Speaks. I just wanted to give you a rundown of the things we have coming up here. From Deep Intrigue with Barry Dubois to Belly Laughs with Hugh Remington and PVO, 10 Speaks has it all. Here's what the public has been saying.
I listened to 10 Speaks so much my elbow fell off.
I died in 1996, but after my caring family played my resurrected corpse, the Western Front, every week for a month, I reanimated and came back to the world to do good.
I was so excited by listening to 10 Speaks that I threw my phone down a well and now I can't get it.
10 Speaks helped move my mustache from upper lip to lower thigh.
10 Speaks gave me the power to talk to my mother again after she pantsed me in front of my year 3 class.
Before I was a vegan, now listening to 10 Speaks, I'm still a vegan, but better.
My doctor says that he puts my rapidly increased sperm count down to 10 Speaks podcasts.
I listened to so much 10 Speaks, all my plants grew better.
10 Speaks podcasts are better than marmalade.
I started listening to 10 Speaks and my tongue grew 3 feet.
Do you mean 3 feet long or just 3 feet on it?
3 feet extra. Still ambiguous.
I think we're done.
Yeah.
Phones off, everyone. Welcome back. We're almost out of time, so you better have your yeses and nos ready. Let's get started. Gary writes, my daughter is a vegan and I'm worried about her not getting enough nutrition. Is it okay to stick meat in her burrito? Yes or no?
No,
you can't, Gary.
I think it's fine.
Beck has emailed in, my husband once went to the costume shop for a party we're going to and he decided to dress as Osama bin Laden. Is that allowed, yes or no? Yes. Too soon or yes?
Yeah, no, it's fine. I don't think Osama can be offended.
Yeah, right. Because he's dead. All right. Erica writes, my sister kisses her dogs and then kisses me on the lips. Is that okay, yes or no?
Yeah. No, it's great.
We're both
fine.
Dog lip
totally.
Kissers.
Yeah, absolutely.
No,
it's good.
No.
Good nutrients.
Why are you kissing us again? You're right.
You could have made that question shorter and it would have been more of a conundrum.
Richard asks, my neighbour's new drone flies over my house all the time. Can I shoot it down with my air rifle? Shoot it down.
I'm pretty sure you own the airspace.
You own the airspace, absolutely. Yeah. Daisy's emailed, everyone uses my almond milk in the staff kitchen. Will labelling it make me look like a wanker, yes or no?
What, more than bringing almond milk to work?
Fair point, you're a wanker. Leah writes, I told my boyfriend I could speak Spanish when we got together. Now he wants to travel to South America and I'm scared of being caught in a lie. Is it too late to learn?
No.
See or no?
No, no, no. And she only has to learn one phrase, which is, my boyfriend doesn't know I don't speak Spanish. Can you go along with this?
Casey has a problem. The old guy leaves his bin out in the street for the whole week. Should I dob him in, yes or no?
Dob him into what? To who?
Who wants to live in that world?
He might be dead.
Yeah. No. Max has emailed in, my friend won't shut up about the Bitcoin that he bought four years ago. Does hoping he loses it all make me a bad person? Yes or no?
Ditch your friend.
Katie asks, my boyfriend always orders Italian food in an Italian accent.
Oh.
Leave him.
He's Irish. Should I stop eating Italian in his company? Yes or no? What about you, Josh? Because your accent has turned into is a little bit Irish, isn't it, Josh?
I don't know what it is.
No, it's definitely changed, yeah.
It changes all the time.
It does change all the time.
You like Kylie Minogue.
Thank you.
Jess wants to know, I tell everyone I recycle my Nespresso coffee pods, but I secretly just throw them in the bin.
Yeah.
Is that okay, yes or no?
It's so easy to recycle. Just recycle them.
Yeah, but the recyclers don't even recycle. They throw everything in the bin. Why not cut out the middleman?
The pods, you can't throw them in your recycling. You have to take them back to the Nespresso shop where they recycle them. It is a lot of work.
Yeah, but you might run into George Clooney.
Yeah, that has never happened.
On that note, we're out of here, guys. So have we solved some enough problems tonight? Yeah! These guys been legends? Can we get enough for them? Let's thank Josh Thomas, Charlie Pickering, Michelle Lowry, Susie Yusuf, Osha Gunsberg and Katrina Warren and Frankie the dog. Head to our Facebook page if you want your problem solved. We're going to be back next week. Hey, that's it. Usually we solve the problems. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.